Good evening, friends. This is Carolyn Evers, and you know I'm delighted to be here and talk to you. And I'm delighted to bring along Charlene McNeil. Hi, Charlene.
Hi, everybody.
Well, interesting. What should we talk about today, Charlene?
What should we talk about? What does everybody want to hear about?
Well, first of all, what I'm going to do is give out the number in case there's some people out there
that's a good choice.
Who want to call in. And the number is 877-876-5227 if you are in the United States. If you're from Canada, it is 888-810-8322. And I have just finished up a conference call with Archangel Michael, and I did really want to bring this up before we begin in some other things, Charlene.
Okay.
We had on our conference call a numerologist, and she was talking about numbers and talking about the anniversary of 9/11 is coming up, and there was some interest in the fact of the year that it was, endings coming about, and that there was chatter on the internet about concern of what might happen at the end of the year in September, you know, not necessarily December, but, you know, the end of the year in September. And usually when I have a conference call with Archangel Michael, he is, oh, so very joyful and lighthearted, and his energy is just so delightful. He's the kind of individual that talks about dancing in the light, and that is just the sense that I have with him, that he is dancing this joyful dance. And when we asked that question, he was so serious. Usually he is lighthearted and happy, and there was this sense of this dark energy. And he lifted up his sword. He showed me his sword, and he said that there were possibilities and probabilities, and it was as if he put his sword in the middle between the possibilities and the probabilities. And he says, yes, that there are people planning things that, you know, they have their mind on things that are not constructive. And it was as if he took his sword and he split the air, and he says, but this will not happen.
Right.
And so I wanted to talk about that a little. Oh, you have to excuse me. His energy is just becoming very, he wants to have a word. Think we should give him a word?
Yes, go ahead. He's being very persistent, I assume.
He's being persistent.
Very persistent. You brought up his name, and now he's persistent.
Well, and of course, we had just done a conference call, and what he is saying right now is that this is a year of heightened energies. It is a year also where thought can be manifested
very quickly.
Yes,
and I think that's one of the things that maybe we need to talk about tonight. But do your message for me.
Yes, and so that kind of broke my connection with him. So let me get back into that again.
Okay.
This is a year of manifestation, and that this is the year to watch your thoughts. That we have approached a new level, and it is a level where gifts are being offered to humanity. And of course, one of the gifts is manifesting We're giving this gift because we are a reflection of Source, and so it is our responsibility in using these gifts to use them wisely. And it's very important to keep your mind on the light and love of Source, that our world will be sorely tempted, but it is our thought, it is our light that we are bringing down that will prevent the dark deeds that are being planned from coming to manifestation. And so it is you who are those of the light who will have their way. It is your turn now to play in the joyfulness of the light and the love that is coming on this planet. I am with you, Archangel Michael. I am with each and every one of you, as there are many others. And he is stepping back, and he is showing me layers and groups of individuals behind him. There are angels and archangels. There are elevated spirits, masters. There are people from other planets, other souls from other planets, not only from our part of the cosmos, but from other universes who have come here not only to watch, but have come to help. Because this is the magnificence of your time. This is the magnificence of the Earth that is being elevated, brought up with her people, with the thought process, with the ability to manifest and be aligned with your Creator. This is the time. Do not spend it in thoughts that are lowly. You are walking into your mastery, and I am here with you, along with all of these other individuals who are here. I, Michael, call my warrior angels, and I bring them together, and I offer their assistance to you. All you need to do is call on them. Call on me. I am here to serve as you have served me. We all came here many years ago, more than I can count, and the cycle is quickly coming to the end. You will be victorious. I will be victorious. Mother Earth will be victorious. This is the time of your victory. This is the time of bringing heaven down to earth. We are all here to assist you. My friends, we are here to assist you. Your help is in legions of angels and masters. We are here. We are by your side. Just call on us. And so, with that, my dear friends, that was the message he wanted to bring through. The number here is 877-876-5227. And if you're in Canada, it is 888-810-8322. So, Charlene, you wanted to talk a little bit about manifesting.
Yes. Manifesting is a very, I don't think most people realize the value of your thought patterns and the words that you speak, the feelings that you have, because they're all a vibrational frequency. And that vibrational frequency is manifested in the quantum field, and so therefore you manifest, you get what you manifest. And so it's very important to us, and I know without any doubt that we're in a time frame where we've had, you know, we've talked about how we've had a large, oh, it started probably about 3-4 years ago, I saw where it started, the cosmic energy and the stars started lining up in a different manner.
Mm-hmm.
And we were taught by that, we're taught that. And if you talk to an astrologer, they'll tell you that, you know, because they have a lot of knowledge in that. When that happened, it started a different vibrational frequency within the universe. Right now, what you think and what you verbalize, be very careful. Because we're in, like he's saying, we're in a time frame where that will be manifested quite quickly. Now, there will be some that want you, sometimes might be inclined, because you might be frustrated or angry about the way you're being treated, but be very careful that you speak in a kind way and send that person God's love, because a lot of times that energy can come back to you. Doesn't mean that you sit in abuse by any means. You must honor yourself. God told me that you must honor yourself because you are the essence of God Father and God Mother. Therefore, you must honor that essence and not allow yourself to be abused in any way, because then you're allowing their essence to be abused. So when you manifest, make sure that you manifest in a very positive way. And a lot of times that's our job, isn't it, to help teach you to speak it and to feel it and to understand what you're saying so that you do it in a positive way.
While you were talking about that, Charlene, it occurred to me that perhaps there are some people out there who have felt abused in one sense or another. It could be somebody on a job who felt abusive language either from their employer or from a coworker. It could be a husband or a wife who felt that their spouse had verbally abused them in some fashion. And there is abuse on so many different levels. And if we accept that, and even if we don't accept it, we can carry it in ourselves, and it causes problems for us. So what I would like to do, if it's okay with you, Charlene, let's invite anyone out there who is listening who might want to call in and have some of those memories of abuse, that we might ask God to have that cleared from their physical body, from their emotional body. And perhaps that would be a good place to go today on this topic. I think it is very important for us to clear these emotional blockages from the physical body. So what do you think about that, Charlene?
Well, I think it's excellent, because what we're finding, if you ever study the metaphysical has been taught for centuries, basically, that the body is a manifestation of what is in the subconscious mind. So a lot of times if I'm doing a clearing with somebody, you could go in and ask God to just clear the ache in their back. But a lot of times I'll say, okay, now there is an issue associated with that. So we'll go in and take that, not only the pain out of the shoulder, have God take the pain out, but also take out the memory that is painful. And then it won't be manifested in some other area within the body.
That's a very good thing to talk about. And I would just like to mention to our listeners, yes, we're just getting into the show, but the hour goes by so fast. If you have a question, don't sit out there holding on to it, because by the time you get ready to turn around and give us a call, the hour might be over. It takes a while to do this work. Call in now, 877-876-5227, or you might just have to hold your peace until next Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, yeah. Well, part of it with the abuse, is one of the things that God had showed me was the fact that if somebody is belittling somebody in a very negative way, what it's doing is creating a break in their energy field, in their cells.
Hold that thought, Charlene,
okay.
Because I think we have somebody who wants to ask a question. Did I hear somebody come in for a
yes.
question?
Yes. Hi, Carolyn. Hi, Charlene. This is Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
How are you feeling?
we're doing a whole lot better. You know, all this rewiring. You would think that these electricians would get done with this rewiring work, but they seem to be carrying on with it.
Yes. Well, I had a question. My grandson has lots of warts on his hands.
Yes.
Is that something like, my daughter was hit by a drunk driver and she's had a lot of surgeries and that. Do you think he's emotionally upset? He's 3 and a half and maybe giving them to himself? Could it be something like that, like your topic?
Wait a minute, Jeannie. Can I just clarify something? Was your grandson in the automobile in the accident?
No, he wasn't.
Oh.
Okay, if he wasn't in the automobile, what makes you feel that perhaps he has some emotion, negative emotion that he's holding on to?
Well, I know he's upset all the times that she has to go. A couple of her surgeries were in New York, and so she had to be gone for a couple of weeks and that. And I know that, you know, he had some emotional things from that, but I don't know if he could have, if the words are from that or if they're just.
Oh, I think I understand what you're saying now, Jeannie. You've got a young grandchild who is being separated from his mother because she has to go for surgery, and you are wondering if there is anything that can be done to help help clear his anxiety. Is that a good way of phrasing what you had
in
mind?
Yes. Oh, I wondered if the warts
are connected to that.
Yeah, in a way to heal them.
Well, Charlene, what do you think, dear?
Are the warts on the grandson?
Yes, on the grandson's hands.
Oh, he's on his hand.
Some of them are really big.
And so she wants to know if this has something to do with the anxiety over his mother leaving, going for surgery, or if this is two different issues.
It's probably two separate issues, but I could ask, because sometimes when in class they were telling us warts is usually a virus.
Well, that's what I was thinking, and I was going to give him some lysine And then somebody said, well, that might be too strong for him. But I've been trying to do healings on him myself with putting the green light around him and bringing in the blocking angels to block the virus and such. And he still has them, so I thought I'd check with you two.
Okay.
Do you work with toning, Charlene?
Yes.
Well, let you take a look.
What happens is you go in with they've got a virus. What we were told is everything has its own intelligence, and most of us don't realize that if you have a warts or if you have strep or if you have different viruses that the medical profession calls them, then they usually vibrate at a certain frequency. So what you're talking about is you go in and do a different tonation.
Yes, that's what I had in mind.
Okay.
See if that's what God tells you needs to be done.
Okay, just a minute.
Did you understand what she meant, Jeannie?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We've done this on other shows where they make a tone that works on the virus and changes it. If that's what it is, you know you can do your own toning through intent.
Yes. Yeah, because I've been trying to work on healing him myself, and he looks like he's starting to get one on his right below his lip, on his chin, and I thought, you know, with him going to start preschool and stuff, it'll be hard with the other kids. Kids can be cruel.
Oh, yes, they could, and I hear what you're saying. But we should probably be able to get some input on this from Charlene.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting on this. He's saying with those particular warts that he has to change not only the tone, but the colors.
The colors?
The color spectrum.
What does that mean, Charlene?
Well, I hadn't heard him say that before. That's why I'm saying it's interesting. Everything has its color and its tone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a tonation. That's why we were talking about being very careful about what you say and what you feel and what you think is because it's got a vibrational frequency on it. And apparently this particular virus with this wart that he has not only has a conation, but he also wants to change the color spectrum that is associated with it. Will that be okay?
Yes.
Okay.
The more I get involved in this work, Jeannie, I just find everything so fascinating.
Oh, it is. It is. I've seen color charts or color wheels for different healings in that. If that's something similar, I'm guessing it would be something similar. And I think I purchased one time, but I'm not sure where I have it anymore.
Mm-hmm. Well, the two of us work a little differently. I do the readings from the Universal Akashic Records, and Charlene works more with these energy patterns and you know, works with God in the quantum field to make corrections. And it seems like every day there's a little different twist to it.
Yeah,
so apparently this is a virus from what she's being told. And I think it's good that you called about it because that can spread.
Yes. Well, and he's such a little sweetheart. It's hard to see him with all those little warts on his hands. And mm-hmm. he'll take my hand, you know, and he says, "Grandma, I want these gone."
Aww.
And
what's with it, Charlene? I hear you coming back.
Jeannie, what I want you to do with him
okay.
is I want you to, if you're looking at the warts, I
yes.
mean, you can go in and do this. You can go in and ask God to clear it with the vibrational frequency for killing the virus.
Okay.
He knows what it is. But when I'm hearing it, it is a very, very high pitch. In fact, it can't understand the resonation that it's being vibrated at.
Okay.
So it can't understand it. And so it also, the color that came in was kind of like a brown, kind of a brown. How do I describe it? It's kind of a brown. I might as well say what I can verbalize. It's kind of a brown, but the tonation of the color spectrum was changed. With the tonation, changed it, the color spectrum. It's kind of a greenish yellow.
Is it sort of like that army color green?
No. It's like, it's almost vibrant. It's kind of like, well, it's almost like you can see spectrums of the real bright yellow and the spectrum of the green, but the green is a yellow green.
Mm-hmm.
So there's actually two in there.
Well, were you able to clear this, Charlene?
Yes. And I'm telling you that he said that you can do it too.
Okay. All right.
Just asking. Say, okay, I'm told to, and all you've got to do is look at it and just ask God to change it to the vibrational frequency that will serve to reorganize the virus.
Well, I thank you for mentioning this to Jeannie because I do know that Jeannie is sensitive and can heal. But I'd like to ask Jeannie a question about this. Jeannie, have you felt when you do your healing that you had reached that level in the quantum field where you were connected to God's energy?
I do think I'm getting there. I've been working on my daughter, and I think she's had less headaches. And so, you know, I've been trying, and I have gotten in touch with Mother Mary in my dreams. So I think I'm getting closer, but I don't think I'm there yet because I you know, I'm trying. But
my experience has been that when you make contact in dreams, it's because you're not accepting it in the consciousness. In other words, there. You don't have to go to your dream to make connections with the masters. But that happens because I believe the person is not accepting the fact that they can do this, that there's a little bit of either fear or anxiety around it. But see, I think you could do this consciously, Jeannie. I really do.
Okay, well, I'm going to work with it more, and I know when we do our talks, when you talk to Archangel Mikael, I do feel his presence there, and my warrior angel, I feel him by my side,
mm-hmm.
and so I think I'm getting closer, so I'm going to keep working with it.
Well, and that's good, but have faith and trust that this is really happening, that you're really accomplishing on this level. When a person first starts out and doing this kind of work, they don't trust and believe that they're really doing this.
Okay, I have to have faith in myself.
One other thing, I want you to remember all the time, you are the source of God, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so you have the creative ability that He's given you to create.
Yes, I do.
And so go into God's field, and as soon as you go in and connect with Him, you're connected together, and He will go in there and start helping you to be the healer that you're choosing to be.
Okay. I will do that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Let us know how it goes, Jeannie.
I will do that.
Okay, dear.
You have a great evening.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Just as a reminder, the number here is 877-876-5227. Maybe what you need to do, Charlene, is give your phone number out in case there's people who hesitate calling live, so to speak, and want to enlist the services of a healer like you privately. Give your number out.
Okay, it's 801-944-9346.
That's great. For those of you who are aware that I do conference calls with Archangel Michael, he's worked on several different areas in the past. Right now he is working with individuals with the electron, and I have spoken to some people on a conference call one afternoon, and what had happened is Archangel Michael came in, and we just had a little conversation among the people on the phone. They asked questions of Archangel Michael, and if you want to join one of these conference calls where all you do is just come on board and ask our dear friend Archangel Mikael a question, send me an email at carolyn@carolynevers.com, and I'll let you know when we set this up. That's carolynevers.com. People seem to want us to do this. And so just send me email, and we'll let you know when this happens. So we have a caller on board now. And who is this caller now? What's your name?
My name's Brian.
I just love it. Brian, I tell you, you are the light of my life. I don't know why I was surprised.
I like to say you're like the second mother I never had.
Oh, the second mother you never had. Isn't that sweet? Now, we know you had a mother.
Well, that's true. Hello, Charlene.
Hi, Brian.
How are you doing? I'm calling today. Throughout my life, I've kind of had a up and down roller coaster life. But I like to call in for a healing on opening my heart more. It's as a male, it sometimes is hard for me and others to open our heart. You know, like women are more compassionate, more nurturing than males. But I feel that I would like a healing where it's I don't have the fear, and it's easier for me to express myself through my heart.
Okay. Now, what I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong, Brian, it just seems to me that it's fear more than not being able to open up your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, man. I would probably, yes, I would agree with that.
It's sort of like you're afraid to make a step to say something or do something. And I'm asking you these questions because when we turn this over to Charlene, I want to be working with the right situation. Society has taught men, and I guess women as far as that goes, that we must show a certain face of ourselves to the world, to be manly, to be strong.
Yes, not to cry in public.
Yeah, all that.
Mm-hmm.
All that neat stuff. And
everything that I've done already.
And so I'm wondering if this is what the problem is, that you have an image of what the world tells you what a man should be like, and you are intuitive to not enough, and you have this beautiful soul, Brian, and you've got this beautiful energy around you that I really feel that you are a compassionate person and very open and loving. And so I just wanted to kind of throw that thought out to you. Is it really that you are not, that you really have bought into this image of what a man should be and have not and don't understand just how loving and compassionate you are?
I'm realizing that more through my son. He's really opening me up to to get in that childlike energy, you know.
Yes.
Let me ask,
that feels so good.
Let me ask you, Brian.
Yes.
What was, because what I'm reading is that from conception to birth was not an easy 9 months.
For me?
Yes.
I'm not sure. I can't remember that.
Yeah, but you made the comment to Carolyn just at the beginning about a mother.
Okay.
Is that true?
He made the comment, but he might not remember consciously.
Yeah, consciously, I can remember back a little bit to the age of 1 and 2, but I can't remember. It's really hard. I'd have to go into meditation to really bring that up.
Okay. Well, that's my job, though.
Okay.
That's my job. My job is to tell you that if you did not have, let's say that an individual has not learned how to open their heart completely.
Yeah.
That can get shut down because between conception and birth, if the child has not been wanted, if the child was not cared about or nurtured from at birth to a certain age, if a child learned to back off and want that love but could not receive it, they would have learned how to not open up.
That seems like that's what happened to me.
Am I reading it correctly?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so what we can do is go in and take out the fear that if I open up my heart to receive and to give and to receive love, you release the fear that is so embedded within you that God will release that fear. When that fear is released, then you can open up all the way.
And it feels like it's not only that, but also in past lifetimes.
I know that.
Yes.
Yeah. And so what it does, past life shuts us down as well. If we haven't, you've come into this life to have the opportunity to learn how to open your heart completely and safely. It has to feel safe.
That's right.
The fear from the past life and from your experience here on this earth, and to open your heart completely, releasing all of the fear and accepting it and accepting the love.
See, it's for Charlene and Karen, it's easy for me to give so much, but for me to allow myself to receive that, I have a hard time.
Well, that's because of that tremendous. Fear is such a high is such a vibrational frequency.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you understand that feeling of fear. We experience fear in many levels.
Mm-hmm.
But that fear will shut down our ability to open up for the best that we can receive in this life, because
yeah.
that vibrational frequency has closed it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost putting an iron gate in front of the heart chakra and saying, well, I can give it out here, but don't anybody try to get in.
Right.
Well, yeah. can you give Brian a helping hand with that, Charlene?
Yes. Are you willing to, is it safe for you to release the fear?
Yes, at this point in time, yes.
Okay. Then we can do that, okay, if that's all right with you.
Yes, it is.
Okay, just a minute.
Well, this is an interesting topic, Brian. I've done a lot of this work for myself with mm-hmm. others, and so many times these are patterns that come from past lifetimes.
Yes.
And one of the patterns that I have had to work with is if something happened in the past, it might not have been my fault, but if I was involved in some project that had a failure of some sort to it,
right.
then I felt unworthy. I felt, I don't feel that way now, but it's a pattern that I've brought forth in a lot of my past lifetimes. And I think this is where a lot of people feel unworthy and that they do not deserve love.
That's kind of what I wanted to share also, is like, mm-hmm. Also for the listeners out there, you know, for the men out there, for the women, you know, just to learn, you know, to try to learn to open up more. And it is a hard thing. Fear really is that's a lot of struggle, you know, friction between us, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for the rest of the world, and like an image, how we're supposed to be, you know, how they see it. But it's not really has to be that way, you know?
No, it doesn't, but it's so much of our past history, there has been domination from others,
mm-hmm.
and the way they dominated was to bring forth the elements of fear. Fear,
yeah.
retribution, suffering in some fashion, and
yep.
we have had years of that as human beings that we have to work our way through right now.
Yes.
And I suspect... Okay, sorry. Didn't realize you were coming back, love.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Brian, how are you feeling right in the middle of your chest?
Take a deep breath here.
Pardon? I want you to take some deep breaths, because you're still not too sure about that. Okay, take
some. It feels lighter.
And then just accept. See, what you're releasing is fear. Fear of being hurt. But if you do, that you're going to get hurt.
Chest feels lighter.
Okay. Now, what was put in that you are going to trust yourself?
Yes.
You're going to trust yourself, and you're going to trust God, that he will allow you to feel and accept love on all levels. On all levels. In your spiritual body, in your mental body, in your emotional body, physical body, in your aura, you're totally and completely connected now. Okay? And the fear of that, it was the fear of being hurt. That if you opened yourself up to receive it, that in some way you were going to get hurt again, because it's been done over and over, not just in this lifetime, in your past lifetime, several times,
yes.
times. But you came in again, that you have the opportunity now that it's been released, and the fear isn't there anymore. And you
yes.
just not only deserved it, but you accepted it. It's like, what I'm seeing is it's almost like your whole physical body and is just all of a sudden is it feeling kind of a radiance?
A little, yes.
You see, part of that, was that also, you've had the desire to do it, but you haven't even been able to accept having God come in and manifest his love to you, right?
Yes.
Okay. That's what he said, because you're so fearful. But it's gone now. That's why I see this light around you. Are you feeling it yet?
Yes. What color do you see? The colors around me, Charlene.
Well, it's kind of like you've got, it's like a golden white light, but as it comes towards you, there's like this green light that is surrounding you, which is indicating that God's healing your energy field. Okay?
Yes. Feels good. I can feel like the warmth, radiant. Yeah.
Okay. That's what it is. And all that fear has been just, you know, asking to pull it out, and he did. But first of all, I had to get you to not only feel like you deserved it, but that now you accepted it, released from all fear.
Yes. It feels so good because it just, it's like a, it feels good to know that it's releasing, you know?
Yeah, it is.
And I don't have to carry this inside of me to prove myself to anyone.
Oh, good for you. That's right.
It's allowing myself to observe without judgment.
Oh,
it's allowing
that's a beautiful
myself,
thing. Yeah.
It's allowing myself to go into a self-appreciation of who I am.
That's wonderful. In fact, that's where all of us, is that one of our lessons is to learn to love ourselves for what we are, who we are,
yes.
And to value the essence of who we are.
Yes, and that we are whole and complete, and there's nothing missing from us. God made us just who we are.
And we're great where we are at.
Yes.
But isn't it interesting that we have to learn through the years how to dishonor ourselves?
Yes.
But now you can learn, this is who I am, and I'm pretty special.
Oh, indeed he is. You're so beautiful, Brian.
Thank you.
You really are. You're such a beautiful and loving child, and it just seems to me that this delightful little baby that has come into your life is just causing such miracles there.
Yes, he's bringing me a joy to bring back the childhood I never really had.
Isn't that interesting?
It's given me a breath of fresh air to now let go of the fear, to release and say, you know, Brian, your son loves you very much. He had a reason why he came in, and he's doing this not only for himself, but for you and my wife.
Oh, I think so. I think there's a special relationship there. I think he came there to work with your heart.
Yes. He really did, and that's what I need.
Part of it is that you're feeling how to give love.
Yes.
But to be so aware that you need to receive it, is to open it up so that you can receive his love.
Yes.
You know, because he wants to manifest that to you. But if you had that still closed up, you would be blocking the love that he could give you.
Yes, I understand now.
Okay.
Well, and one last thing before you go, Brian.
Yes.
My dear, you are worthy of the love.
Thank you so much, Carolyn.
But you are, and keep telling yourself that, because you are this beautiful, wonderful person, and you deserve every joy that is coming your way. You deserve it. You deserve it. You deserve it.
And I'd like to share something with the listeners real quick. Is that okay,
sure.
Carolyn?
Okay, Brian, when you get through with deserving, then say, and now I accept it.
Yes.
And just accept it and feel it completely and just absorb it. And see how you feel in the next couple of days. You'll be amazed.
Well, with the listeners out there, God bless all of you. And just learn to go to appreciate yourselves, go within, and you'll shift the world.
Well, we're moving into a marvelous like Carolyn was telling us at the beginning, moving, most people are pretty fearful about the future. And so when they talked to me about it, I said, oh, you just wait. We're moving into the most marvelous time that has ever been. It really is going to be grand.
That's very reassuring. Thank you so much, Carolyn, and thank you, Charlie.
Okay.
Bless you, Brian.
Bless you, too. God bless. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Oh, it just, you know, it just gives you such joy to realize the direction that we're going in the human race, that we're dissolving all of these things that have happened in the past. Charlene, the thought occurs to me, we only have like 10 more minutes perhaps. Is there any way that, well, I'll hold that question and see what this...
write it down so you don't forget.
Now, I'm going to. What I want to do is a group thing and see if we can release and open up hearts for all of our listeners instead of just one.
Okay.
Who's on the line?
Hi, it's Carrie Lee.
Hi, Carrie.
And Charlene
for you.
Charlene knows who I am.
Oh, is this my Carrie Lee?
This is your Carrie Lee.
Oh, fun.
I need some help. I just signed on. You know, I'm doing my own business. And I need to give myself permission to be successful. I just signed on with a big company in Colorado to do some pretty big stuff.
Oh, I love it. Give yourself permission. I just love that one.
I need to do that because this is a great opportunity and I just want to do the best that I can.
So what? Were you listening when Brian was just on?
Yes.
Okay.
In between trying to dial in and get in, you're busy.
Well, this lady is just a sweet, wonderful lady. And part of it is recognizing that you have all the skills, all the abilities within you, because you are the essence of Godfather and Godmother.
Mm-hmm.
And these opportunities that you've been presented with would not have been presented unless they actually had sanctioned it for you.
Right.
So see the value of who you are, because it will work.
It is a big deal. I mean, it opens up a lot of doors. We can bring more people in and help them, and, you know, while we're also helping. It's a win-win situation that we have here, an opportunity to help people who are struggling, and we have this new product through the government that helps them and in the meantime helps us too. So it's a win-win situation. I just want to be able to give it my
100%. What is the thing, verbalize the goal that you choose to have, and let me hear it.
The goal that I choose to have?
Yes, express it.
Well, can it just be kind of around, like, I choose to be successful in business?
No, not choose.
No?
I am.
I am. Oh, right.
Remember, the I am is the God energy.
Mm-hmm.
It's I am successful.
I am successful in my business. Mm-hmm.
Okay. My employers see me in a very positive way.
Okay.
Okay. We bring in and then state what the opportunities. Okay. What would that be?
What is the opportunity?
Yeah, what is the opportunity for you to be able to incorporate in the business?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Okay, if you say to me, okay, a way opens up for me to have a large business, the energy field doesn't understand what you said, right?
Mm.
Okay, we make, $250,000 a year.
Okay, that's good.
Can you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. I just don't quite know where to go, and I know you've told me before, don't put limits on God.
Yeah, that's right.
Open it up and let him bless you.
That's what Caroline told me one time. I was saying, oh, if I could just make this much a month, and she says, why are you putting limitations on God? And I said,
mm-hmm.
whoops. Thank you, Caroline. And you shouldn't be. But what I'm saying is, if you are putting on a subconscious level, if you're putting it lower, if you've got it set at a certain rate, then that's what it'll bring in. So
okay.
The thought pattern has to be at a high vibrational frequency of what you're going to pull in.
Okay.
So if you say, oh, we make $1 million, what happens to your mind when you think that?
Well, then you're, well, my mind says, oh, my gosh, there's no way. And so that's what I need to get rid of. Yeah.
That's what I'm trying to bring up.
Mm-hmm. Because I just
say, the company makes $1 million in the next year, the first thing came in is what? Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Or limitations.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or there's no way that I will ever be able to have that kind of money.
Yeah, see?
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what you're putting in the field. That's what I'm trying to get you to finally bring up. That's what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
And you can say all the words you want, but you've got to bring up what you feel and then verbalize it correctly. So what is a good way to verbalize it? The company, what? Now makes $1 million a year.
Uh-huh, the company now makes $1 million a year.
And the only reason I'm putting that limit there is sometimes I've seen people sabotage it by putting it lower.
Mm.
So if you put it really high, it could even be $2 million in the next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
But like I've told you before, give us a couple of months and we'll raise it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and, you
okay,
know, here I am
limit,
in this.
But it's almost like if you had said, okay, we made $100,000 a year, and you did an opportunity to go a little bit over it, then the subconscious ends up sabotaging the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's why it said, make sure that we put it at a very, very high rate so that the subconscious and the energy field does not sabotage whatever you're putting in.
Right. I love it because, a couple of years ago I wanted to do this and work from home, and here I am. I didn't think then that there would ever be a way that I could have my own business.
Isn't this wonderful?
It's great. So
it's
now
happened,
we'll just,
hasn't it?
Now we'll just grow it.
That's right. To a high rate. You see what I'm saying now?
Right. Yeah.
But
and
see that there's no limitations to your ability. It's because you've been either taught and you've learned that you're always in lack, or that your belief system about yourself is lack.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
There's restrictions to what you can have.
Right. That's true.
So, okay. So you put in, what is it that you choose to put in that is of a higher rate of what you choose to have in your life?
The company
now makes $1 million a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the company could, but how about you? See, if you said company, but you see what I'm saying?
Yes, that's true, because I'm in a partnership type thing.
Right.
And Shirley, we probably have 2 minutes, darling.
Yeah, we better wrap up.
Well, call me and we'll rephrase it so that it's not just the company, but it's you too.
Okay, I'll call you and make an appointment.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, Carrie, it was a delight hearing you. I just love the sound of your voice.
Oh, thank you. I love yours, and I love to listen to the program. I love it. I love listening to other people. Oh, that's my other line.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And then also, don't forget our Sunday show and every other Saturday, too.
Oh, on the same station?
Well, go ahead. Carolyn, tell her about that.
Well, every other Saturday, we have a two-hour show. And it is the message and the messenger. And every Sunday, I do readings from the Universal Akashic Records. So you might want to call in on a Sunday and get one of those.
Great. What time is your program?
What time zone are you in?
I'm in Mountain.
Oh, I'm not sure about the mountain.
Carolyn, it's 2 hours difference.
Okay, so that would
give her your time, and then she can be back.
Yeah, my time is 4. Your time would be 2.
Right.
Are you Eastern? Yes.
Yes, she's in Maryland.
Oh, okay. Well, tune in Sunday, and we'll do a reading for you.
Great.
And we need to kind of pack up our little bag and be on the way, Terry.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, both of you. I'm going to say goodbye then.
Goodbye,
okay,
Terry.
Dear. Thank
you. Bye-bye, dear.
Bye-bye, and love you back. Bye-bye.
Well, Charlene, one last time, darling, you want to give your phone number quick?
I get so busy I forget about that part. It's 801-944-9346.
And my website, CarolynEvers.com. You might be interested in our conference calls with Archangel Michael or Journey to the Other Side. Anyway, friends, we love you all. And till next Wednesday, Charlene, can't wait to be with you.
And we send you our love, and we open your heart that you might receive it completely.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.